Chapter 9. Sir Percival and Sir Galahad.
Percival grows up with his mother in Wales. They live a humble life. His father and his brothers are dead. One day, he sees some knights in the forest.
What can they be? They must be angels. I must run and tell Mother.
They aren't angels, Percival. They're knights. They fight and kill and they die in battle. Just like your father and your brothers.
I don't care. I want to be one of them.
Galahad also grows up alone with his mother, Princess Elaine.
Galahad, it's time to tell you something important. Your father is Lancelot du Lac, but we aren't married.
Don't worry, Mother. I'm pleased. I want to be a Knight of the Round Table, like him.
Goodbye, Mother. It's time to go to Camelot. I'm proud of my father, but I think I can be an even better knight than him.
Now that they are knights of the Round Table, Percival and Galahad leave Camelot together to search for the Holy Grail.
Good luck. God go with you.
They search for the Grail for many months, and they have many adventures. One day, 20 knights attack them, but they beat them.
Take this in the name of God and King Arthur!
They meet many beautiful ladies who try to distract them from their quest. Percival often falls in love, but Galahad has no interest in women.
You are very beautiful, my lady, but I am only interested in my duty to God.
A year and a day after they leave Camelot, they arrive at the castle of the Fisher King.
Good day, Sir Percival, Sir Galahad. Welcome to my kingdom. They are waiting for you up at the castle.
This is it. The Grail must be here.
What's wrong? Why can't I go in?
I'm sorry. Only your friend is pure enough to see the Grail.
It's wonderful. Now I can see everything. And I can understand everything. I never want to go back to Camelot. I want to stay here forever.